Good morning, David. Good morning, Denise and Holly. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. I'm watching Joanna and Friend here. Very entertaining.
We're trying to calm down.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, Robbie, did you get a haircut?
Not yet. I don't know. No, it's just slicked down. Yeah, it's just wet.
Jesse Gellick is here.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Have a seat, please. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Tomasi.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Alhamdulillah.
Morning, Jesse.
Are you at the center?
No.
Domasi gave me the secret.
Oh, very good. Good morning, Joanna. Bodhisattva Patrick. And Bodhicitta. Yeah. Very good. Good morning, Shukila. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, Geshe-la. Thank you.
Good morning, Neely.
Good morning,
Felix. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Tom. Did you already start it like 6 years solid meditation under the Bodhi tree? Good morning, Padinji.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Padin.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Laura. Where's Laura?
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Laura disappeared. Oh, good morning. Good morning, Suzy.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Anila Kelson. Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Watkin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elise.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Anila Sonam. Sonam Dhamma. Good morning. Good morning, Alex.
Morning.
Good morning, Sandra. Thank you for sending me good karma.
You're welcome.
My good karma is now overloaded. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Losa Dhamma. Good morning. Oh, yeah. So, anybody watching on YouTube?
Yes, Geshe-la, there are 11 people.
Oh, good morning. All of them can see. Good morning. Yeah, Alhamdulillah. Short prayer.
So let's start with the...
Let's go, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, 1 second, please. So, Alhamdulillah, kindly, you know, like leading all the prayer, every single class. So, thank you very much. So here, like, this is like, first we say, Tamala say three times the Medha Sajamuni Buddha's name, mantra.
Oh,
Sajamuni
okay.
Mune Mahamunaye Soha Heyata Omune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Heyata Omune Mune Mahamunaye
Soha. Oh. So now Medicine Buddha mantra. Yeah, generally speaking, so according to Medicine Buddha Sutra, so there's like 7 different types of Medicine Buddha. Or then if you add Chaitanya Buddha, so there's 8 of them, you know, so typically there's 7 Medicine Buddha. This is Medicine Buddha practices for it's like healing, like to heal physically, not just physical problems, but also, you know, like a lot of the physical problems, so related to the mind, I think like last week, one of my friends, her aunt, who lived 109 years old, she asked her aunt, what's the secret formula for long life? The aunt said, happy life. I think that was kind of interesting, the answer, happy life. So anyway, the true happy life begins if the mind start to heal. If you start to heal mentally, I don't mean like that we are mentally sick, but you know, there's all kinds of like problems that relate to the mind that need to be healed sooner or later in order to have happy life. Okay. So Medicine Buddha not just heal physical problem, but also heals like the problem, the complication or problem, difficulty that is related to the mind. Pretty much rooted in like ignorance, anger, attachments, 3 things. So then please know, while we say the Medicine Buddha mantra, visualize on your crown or all the like your friend, close one, family member, loved one, and all the people who are already died because of this coronavirus, and all the people who are still like sick, and all the people who are very much afraid to get sick. And also, like, there's a lot of anxiety, fears, no stress, all kinds of, you know, problems related to the mind. The bottom line, everybody's afraid to die. You know, so that's like, that's the bottom line. And then, you know, it's good to meditate on, you know, like the death is not based on the virus, it's based, it's like definite. It's definite. Time of death is uncertainty. Is to remember, recalling that daily basis produce some kind of comfort, is not based on nuclear bomb or like virus pandemic, it's just, we are just worried. It's hard not to worry, because we are attached to ourselves. We are attached to our life. So that's very obvious, but we have to try all our best, whatever we can do, to ease that attachment, and to prepare ourselves when time comes, to prepare, fully prepare, to ready to go, ready to move on. So that's what's happening. Basically, like, we are attached to ourselves. So then, of course, like, nobody wants to die, so everybody wants to live, even though we all know deep down, back of our head, back of our head. Yeah, back of our head, we all know we are not immortal. We are mortal beings. We are mortal. You know, so then, you know, like, just suggestions, like, how to ease the fear or anxiety, stress, you know, that's related to attachment, very attached to this life, and which is like, is not, even though we think it's like immortal, it's not immortal, it's mortal. It's mortal, no? It's mortal. So, we will definitely get some benefit if we think about, you know, if we think, if we remind ourselves on a daily basis, you know, so like, and we have no clue how much time we have on this planet, we have no clue, but that means, you know, I don't think that will make you more depressed, it will make you more aware, and then, I say, to prioritize what's the most important, or what's the most important, peace of mind or gossip, or like peace of mind, or maybe talk about politics. So anyway, so all the people like that, you know, so we are all asked, you know, like our life is very much affected by current situations. So please visualize top of your crown. If you are familiar with the Medicine Buddha practice, then you can visualize seven set of Medicine Buddha. So if you are familiar, so probably you are familiar with the order of those seven Medicine Buddha. If not, just visualize Medicine Buddha. If you're having like difficulty visualizing Medicine Buddha, so then just visualize bright blue light, which symbolizes the healing energy. So then while we recite the mantra, then to please visualize, dissolve that into your crown chakra and through, you know, all your, throughout your body. So then if you are familiar, the chakras and channels, so then you can visualize that goes through the center of your body, center of the central channels, you go through your body. So then purify all the sicknesses purify. So the nectar flows from Medicine Buddha. Is Medicine Buddha holding bowl? So so supposed to hold bowls. So their bowls are filled with the nectar of Amrita. Immortality, Amrita, Chiva Meva, seed, disease, Nava Meva, Minji, disease, medicines, Amrita, Sabha Meva, Yishiki, disease, like the wisdom, Amrita, inexhaustible wisdom, Amrita, that's what it's called. So then visualize the nectar flows, is like when the snow falls on the hot surface of the rock, Minji touch it, melt, something like that. Nectar flows, then it melts and purifies all the sicknesses and all the disturbing thoughts, okay? Purify. And they visualize on bodhicitta. I think bodhicitta looks not healthy. Visualize, you know, so, I don't mean ultimate bodhicitta, I mean the bodhicitta sitting on the Joanna's lap. So visualize that, okay, so then we recite the mantra, so then, you know, they're like, then they're more beneficial, okay. Medicine Buddha mantra.
Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when nearly heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Rathas Life. So shall we say seven mantras?
No.
Okay. Eata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze
Kaza samugate so. Deyata om bekanze bekanze. Aha bekanze bekanze. Kaza samugate soha. Deyata om bekanze bekanze. Aha bekanze bekanze. Kaza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze. Aha bekanze bekanze. Raja samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze. Aha bekanze bekanze. Raja samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze. Aha bekanze bekanze. Raja samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze bekanze. Maha bekanze bekanze. Raja samugate soha. So shall we continue with the four measurables?
Yeah, please think about the meaning, okay? Not just say the word, but think about the meaning too.
May all sentient beings have happiness and causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies.
Oh yeah, so then when we are reciting Mani Mantra, visualize that, of course yourself too, of course there's yourself already included, freedom from freedom from pride, freedom from jealousy, freedom from, like, doubt. Not any kind of doubt. Is this doubt refers to, maybe there's no causality. Maybe no. Maybe there's no causality. Maybe there's no. The fundamental truth is not somebody just me. Only doubt about fundamental truth, causalities, karma, all of that. Okay, freedom from doubt or that kind of doubt, not any kind of doubt, different, very specific doubt. So then ignorance. So then attachment. So then anger or hatred. Okay, freedom from all of us. All of us. So just that's important to remember. Okay, so the power of Mani Mantra. Okay, so through the power of compassion, freedom from the six disturbing thoughts. You and everybody else, okay?
Not veiled by any self, white in color. Set a perfect Buddha crown and light, gazing compassionately at all beings. You Chen raise it, all singing, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Specific here, Paramatra, so please visualize freedom from fear, anxiety, stress. Okay. Eight types of fear has been mentioned, but that doesn't mean only eight types of fear, but each and every single fear will be eliminated, like devoting ourselves to Mother Tara. So I always encourage you to do Tara practice. I'm a little qualified to say, because I myself do Tara practice every single day. So unless there's like something happening other than that, I dedicated my good portion of time to do Tara practice every single day. So I'm probably qualified to request you to do the same thing.
Tara liberates from Fatma disease. Sutara liberates from the atheist. Jude liberates from all sickness. Prostrates the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Chu Sare Chu De So Ha. Om Tare Chu De So Ha. Om Tare Chu Sare Chu De So Ha. Om Tare Chu Sare Chu De So Ha. Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re So Ha. Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re So Ha. Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re So Ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Hello, mother. So here, you know, like, devotion, you know, devotions. Devotion to Tara. Something that nobody can give it to you, but you are fully qualified to develop devotions, you know. And, then what is the problem? What is the problem not having devotions? Not having devotions. It is like seed. It's like seed that's been burned. When you say word seed, it means like there's something that's capable to grow something. When that seed was burned, no matter where you put it, it's not going to produce anything. It's been burned. Teva meve minam nakabichunam michetes. I don't remember who said, one of the Kadamba masters. Person without devotion is harder to develop a virtuous thought. Similarly, the seed that was burned is harder to produce sprout. So that means that there will be not much, you know, like how you say, meditative experience is harder to generate. Meditative experience harder to generate if you have no devotions. It's not something that somebody can give it to you. It's something that you develop. You know, something you develop through like experience that you had with any types of deities, like dream, vision, and experience. That you develop through listening, somebody explaining importance of power of practice. You develop like devotions. Without devotions. So then it's going to be, some other lama says it's going to be like piece of stone, piece of rock you throw into the water, the minute you throw it into the water, it's dry. It remains there 100 years. When you take it out, but change is still dry. Our brain can be soaked into knowledge, but not much change here. Down there, not much change. So then it's called Chetep. Chetep. That's a very special term. Special term called Chetep. Chetep means Dharma. Tep means now. You kind of like, bacteria, they become resist to the antibiotic. Antibiotic is not going to cure you. Dharma is not going to cure you because you become resistant. Resistant. You become resistant to Dharma because your mind brings very much soak into Dharma, but very little going into the heart. Called Chetep. Chetep means who become resistant towards Dharma, that person cannot be trained by Dharma. Who said? Lama Tsongkhapa. You can see in Lamrim. Chetep Chetep means. Usually, if the skin is tough, you soften by using a butter. The skin that you store butter into, that skin cannot be softened by butter. Because it would be too much to soak in the butter, cannot be softened. So they've got chetan, okay, something to be mindful of, something to be aware of, okay? So devotion is very important. Devotion, you know, like, it's key to gain meditative experience. So, as I mentioned before, three different ways of seeing. Seeing in dream, seeing like face to face, that's way of seeing. Seeing in dream, that's the last one. Then having vision, second vision. That's possible for everybody. It's not limited to some special group. It's very much depend on the devotion. That's what I'm saying. Whenever you do practice, even just doing mani mantra, make sure that you are being mindful, Just make sure that you are there, 100% there, And just doing something, not there, 100% doing, maybe like 5% there, 95% somebody else, somewhere else. Then, you may create some merit, but it's not having much impact in your mind. Okay. Oh yeah. Just want to share this with you. So now how the day should begin. Day should not begin with worry, concern, anxiety, fear, but that's not good. That's not where to begin the day. How the day should begin, as I mentioned a few Sundays ago, this life is a sailboat. Remember, life sailboat. They need to sail. Has a number according to Lama Tsongkhapa's, you could call prayer or text. Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this text specifically dedicated for his mother. Prayer beginning and beginning, middle and end. Composed by Lama Tsongkhapa dedicated for his mother. Sasan Nambo Tabe Tajin Chans. Sasan Nambo Tabe Tajin Chaksam. Chaksam. Extraordinary attitude or chaksam. Extraordinary attitude. Chaksam. Sometimes you see like chaksam ninje. Chaksam ninje means karuna, compassion. Extraordinary compassions. Sometimes you see. If you are familiar with the instructions how to develop bodhicitta, So one that like there's a 6 cause and 1 result. Coming from Maitreya Buddha to Asanga, Asanga to Shantideva. So that lineage. 6 cause and 1 result. So you will see this Haksam is listed there. Haksam number Tajin Chans. How the day should begin? Oh, day should begin with this extraordinary attitude, you know, compassion. So something you can definitely do. It's not like something you cannot do. It requires some motivations. It requires some effort. It can be done. You know, it's not like, oh, something I have to become monk or nun. No, no. Everybody can do. Tasan number tata, tajin chans. Basically, waking up with compassion. So then it's, now then you raise the sail. You already raise the sail now. The boat, your boat, sailboat, you already raise sail. That's like compassion. Hasan Abhata, the tradition. So now you need, in order to move the sailboat, you need wind. The wind is joyful effort. That's the wind. You move happily. You understand that it's very important for me to move happily. It's important. That will have like impact on longevity, good health, well, physical well-being, mental well-being. That's why I should move happily. When you see somebody's happy, don't get jealous. Be happy. Happy. So that means you are moving, you are sailing your boat happily. Doing happily, not just saying mantra, prayer, meditation, everything in life, do it happily. It is possible, it is very possible, it is happy. When you, even the simplest, like reciting Mani mantra, feel great. Feel that you are doing something very important. You are doing much, much bigger than yourself. You are doing it for each and every living being. Make sure that you think or you feel that what you are doing is something very important, something very meaningful. When you finish, you feel great, you feel good. You feel good because you feel like you accomplished something. Oh, okay, you accomplished something. It doesn't have to be big. Can be a very small thing. So this sailboat itself is made out of knowledge, contemplations,
integration, yes, Geshe-la.
Yeah, integrations. These 3 things. The board is made out of knowledge, contemplation, integration. Not just you, all being. You are, what is your mission? Liberate. All of them, liberate. That's the mission. That's the daily, that's the everyday missions. Just having the thought, just having a thought in the morning, like that kind of thought. Oh, helps you, okay. So just want to share, just the review, probably you already heard, so I already said this that a few Sundays ago, okay. So then last Sunday, I think 2 Sundays ago, maybe last Sunday, the Sunday before that, physical health, you have so many resources here, especially in this country, we have so many resources when it comes down to physical well-being. More than enough resource to maintain. So then there's something else, something else that interrupts mental well-being. Oh, so now that, so we say six cause of disturbing thought for the sake of knowledge, six cause of disturbing thought. Actually, it says that the delusion is, but you know, I like to use the word disturbing thought. That's cover more than just delusion. So disturbing thought, six cause. So it's important. I'm just going to repeat it again, okay, if there's somebody new here, that is very important for, including myself, all of us, to think on a daily basis. How disturbing thought rise? Not because we wish to have disturbing thought, nobody wish to have disturbing thought. So then how the disturbing thought rise? It's very, very important to find out how disturbing thought rise. When it rises, what it does, it destroys your peace of mind. That's all it does. So therefore, it's very important to understand how disturbing thought rises. So it's almost like then putting like this sign, two signs called caution. When the floor is wet, you put this caution. When you see this sign, how you react, you are going to be more mindful because make sure there's whatever is on the ground. On the floor, and you probably walk around. You don't just go there and knock down the sign. You don't do that. You know, you go around. That's why. You know, there's also six causes of disturbing thought. First one, base. Tendency. You need to be aware. You know. Tendency there. Second, object. See, smells, taste, touch, hear something, see something. Object. Why need to be our object? We all possess five senses. That's why we're aware. Just review. You could say participation, it says like the gathering, I think it's more like participations. When you participate, something to be aware of what? Your thought, your physical actions, your mouth. You need to be aware. One of the Kathapa Master said, Mangvin Nandu Ngalatas. If you are in the gathering, if you are in the public place, watch your mouth. If you are by yourself, watch your mind. So Kathapa Master advice, okay? Then number three. Then number four. What is number four?
Discussions or talking?
So that's more like interactions with the object. In the inside now, there's like not just you, there's many. Sorry, things do get complicated when there's more consciousness gathered because we have no clue. What kind of consciousness functioning based on what kind of karma, we are 100% clueless. We are just playing with a guessing game. Then the most of the time it's wrong. Interaction. Then like mini juicing someone, the ease of talking about politics, what good comes out of there, nothing. So, a few weeks ago, somebody asked, do you want to go, are you going to watch debate? I said, no, I'm not going to watch. I have more other important things to do, things to think about, things to watch about. Same person called me next day, said, oh, I feel terrible watching debate. I said, I only told you not to watch. Too late now. So, things like that, like participation, interactions, we have choice. We have choice. Don't say, you don't have choice. We have choice. All these the interactions. So then, number five, Jubilo.
So, Geshe-la, number one was tendency, two was object, three was interacting, or, you know, what you were just discussing. And then four, you haven't talked about yet, talking or discussion.
Yeah, there's three, number four.
Okay, and then five is familiarity or habit.
Mm-hmm. So then, not being mindful, the public place, not being mindful, saying all kinds of things, doing all kinds of things, doing it again, then you become very familiar. Then you become enlightened on that. Get it? So they become very familiar. It's hard to break. So then it becomes a habit. It's not easy to break. So, this is it. Then last one is then acting. Last one, then just more like meditation, thinking about what happened, thinking about. So like, going back, revisiting again. Meanwhile, nothing good comes out of that. Then it's still there, even then, revisiting that again. It's almost like a mantra, repeating that event again. Sounds familiar? Yeah. Oh. So, these are the six causes of disturbing thought or delusions. Klesha, afflicted mind. Or something to be aware. Something to be aware. So then, if you are familiar with the six session Guru Yoga practice, then it is mentioned there, Nyimi Mitas. Not seeing is a argument about something, not seeing death as a not seeing that is like generating negative impact on your mind. Not seeing that, you mean it. If you don't see it as a problem, so then there will be no desire to overcome. If there's no desire to overcome, then you do it happily, willingly. We do. Oh, Kaku. So then there will be no shame, no embarrassment, things like that. So if you're familiar, in the six as a Guru Yoga practice mentioned there, okay? No one visit. So these are the review. review. Oh, yeah. something to be aware, something to be mindful of, something to be mindful of. Then we do practice. We say a mantra, we do practice. If Tara asks you what you want, what you need, what are you going to say? If Tara appears to you, asks you what you want, I will say, I want to see emptiness. That's all I want. That's all I've been calling your name again, thousand times a day, every single day, I'm calling your name. Now if you're asking me what I want wisdom, realizing emptiness. That's all I want. Nothing else. Nothing else. That's all I want to know. Bodhicitta, that's what I want. If you can give it to me, that's what I want. These are the six causes to be aware of. So then, we do, what else? So I've been thinking, So now, what is the root? What is the root cause? What is the root? According to Chandrakriti, entering into the middle way, Madhyamika Avatara text, Chandrakriti mentioned, Tamungasyan Dala Senjurchik, Tamungasyan Dala Senjurchik. The very beginning, you don't become attached to somebody else. You become attached to yourself. You don't become attached to house. In the very beginning, there's no house. You don't have house. You even don't know how to eat. You become attached to yourself. So then after that, you know, from my religion, my tribe, my people, my party, my tradition, my culture, so then there's a list goes on and on like. So then, so now, here question is like, very self that you become attached is important to, that is the, how is this? The notion of self, or even the enlightened being has that. Enlightened beings say, oh, my rope. They say that too, my rope. That's another problem. This is talking about a very specific self-grasping mind. So it's very, very important for all of us to analyze. Analyze. How to do that? Analyze, you know. We experience, and there's no break, there's not even 1 second break from that experience of self. Even there's no 1 second break of self experience. We experience that in the dream, you know, when we wake up, of course. So that object needs to be analyzed. First, according to Panchen Lobsang Chujing, Panchen Lama, the fourth Panchen Lama, according to his text of Mahamudra, first, what you do, so first you meditate on conventional nature of your awareness, That's how it began. First you do this, you know, 9 round breathing meditations, not one that we use hand, not like that, just breathe. Exhale, inhale from the both nostrils, exhale, as I mentioned before, if your mind has been disturbed, you exhale forcefully and imagine that your disturbing mind goes out. Will that help? Yeah, if you try. If you don't try, just become mere knowledge. Doesn't help. If you try when your mind is disturbing, exhale forcefully, just imagine your disturbing thought goes out. No, this actual call has a Sandhya Deve Tebus on meditation cushions. That's what Panchen Lobsang Chujing said in the Mahamudra teachings. Sometimes devetepu also. Or the meditation cushions, devetepu, it has to be comfortable. You can't just sit on a piece of rock, then you can meditate. It has to be comfortable, okay? To start, it has to be comfortable, no. If your physical is not comfortable, they're going to disturb your mind. If your mind is not comfortable, you can't meditate. This is going to be like torture. You are torturing yourself. You are not really meditating. Someday, devete bulas. Someday, concentration, Singapore meditation. Someday, devete bu. Comfortable cushion. Lune junta denche las, no? So follow the seven sitting positions of, you know, Varuchana, Buddha Garuchana, Varuchana, Nama Nanze. Lune junta denche las. Lungro Guru Tato Salas. So then they say, Lungro Guru, breathe nine round, breathing meditations. So probably, you know, also like eliminate stress. I think eliminate stress too. Stress didn't mention in the text, but stress is like wasteful energy that's stuck into our channels. So then, if that's called stress, then it will eliminate. It's the blind or breathing material will eliminate that. Lungro Guru Tabasa, Rivatangi Lebar Chairs. Oh, mind is not in the best state. It was kind of messed up. It's all mixed up. It's like the water and the dust. It's all mixed up. Can't tell which is dust, which is water. Can't tell. When you let it sit there, it will separate like that. Rigpa tangi, rigpa, awareness. Tang, clear. Ni, dirty. Rigpa tangi. Lever change, clearly separate. That is what is this nine round breathing meditation does. Sit on the comfortable meditation cushions, or you could say concentration cushions to be precise. Follow the seven sitting position of Buddha Vajrayana. Then do nine round breathing meditations. Lungro Guru, Padosa, Rivatani, lever change, then clear. It will make clear distinction between messy mind and clear mind, or nature of mind. So then after that, think something good, something positive. No? Every single text, Tibetan text, begins with the Sanskrit. Similarly, every meditation should begin with a positive mindset. This is the same thing. Then if you consider yourself as a Buddhist, what do you do? You say refuge Buddha to the prayer for immeasurables. So then, you know, if you are familiar with the Guru Yoga practice, then you do Guru Yoga practice. So then after that, so then you are trying to guide yourself to recognize the ultimate conventional nature of mind. You're trying to introduce yourself to the conventional nature of mind, or guide yourself to meditate on conventional nature of mind. Rigpa pangi lepa chi. Nawa pendin, nawa appearances. Pendin is not white, it's not black, it's just like space. Now what can be? Do you follow? Are you following me? Oh yeah. Now what can be? Appearances like space. Now what can be? On that appearance. Pause on that appearance. Reto. You understand, Reto? You understand, Reto? Now I've been doing Nanyala Reto, Rewa, expectations. Should not have any expectations. Zero. That's zero. Top, concern related to the past, concern that invites future, zero. Namtok, as I said, Sesame Street, zero Sesame Street, no Sesame Street. Means self-talking, no self-talking. Nawa Pimbu, Nanyala, Reto, Laso, Namtok, Chichi, nothing to analyze. Nothing to judge, nothing to analyze. Yome, we taught distractions. Chumse, pause there, just listen. Pause there, just listen. Understand? Nothing to judge, nothing to analyze, just pause there, listen. Yome, chumse, nyamba shows. But fully aware. It's not like you are fainting. It's not like you are become like drowsy or like sleeping. It's not like fully aware. You are fully aware. You are weak. So you are fully aware of what's happening. It's not like you are fainted. You are fully aware of what's happening. Just a little bit, okay? Just a little bit. Not, you can force. It has to be natural. Just a little bit. Pause there. That's called introducing conventional nature of your thought, or just being aware of your awareness. You're just being aware of your awareness. Jwarik means like you are being aware of what's happening. What do you see? Nothing. What do you see? Nothing. There's nothing to see. Like space, there's nothing to see. It's not like you're hoping to see something, there's nothing to see, nothing to judge. There's no shape, there's no color, nothing to see. So, how long you can stay there? In the beginning, not long. Few seconds, not long. That happened to everybody. So now what happens? After 5 minutes, what happens? Oh, Sesame Street show start. Thought comes. What I should do? Do nothing. Oh. Whatever thought that rise, what I should do? Do nothing. What do you mean do nothing? I have to do something. No, you don't have to do anything. Whatever thought rise, stare. Recognize, stare, do nothing, stare. first, what state first recognize, namto khanda khanja ba teta thing in the sunchas. Namto khanda khanja, whatever thought rise, just simply recognize. Namto khanda khanja ba teta thing in the sunchas. Once you recognize what I should do, penetrate. What happens? It will disappear. If you recognize the thought, it will disappear. When it disappears, what happens? You came back to the meditations. Like space, nothing. There's nothing. The absence of that thought is like space. That's all. There's nothing. That is the object of your meditation. You came back to your meditations. Does it make sense? Am I making any sense? Whatever thought rise, recognize. After that, what I should do? Stare. What happened after that? It disappears. When it disappears, what happens? Absence. That is the object of your meditation at the beginning. You come back. Our thought is like that bird, that trapped into the pirate ship. You read about pirates? They bring a bird in a cage to find the land. So that bird is desperate to go out, desperate to go out. That bird has been trapped there long period of time, it becomes desperate to go out. That's what happens when you're trying to focus on the conventional nature of your mind, then the bird has been trapped in the cage, so that bird becomes desperate to get out. What I should do? Just release. Bird, they're thinking about chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods, just release. Don't keep it there, just release. What happens? Goes out. There's no land to land. What happens? Come back to the square one. Come back to the boat. It will go round and round, it just go look round, get tired, come back. No place to land. Come back. You don't need to trap that again, it will come back, automatically come back, there's no place to land. That's why sometimes fighting with your thought, probably not a good idea. Just let it go. Just let it rise and send. There's no place to go. It'll come back. No need to shut, okay? Sometimes fighting with the thought is like you're trapping that bird is desperate to get out, then you are keeping that bird and thinking that bird's gonna disappear. No, it's not gonna disappear. Just let it go. And it'll go around, then come back. There's no place to land, come back to the boat. First, what happened? Thought rise. What I should do? Recognize. After that, stare. What happened? Disappears. When it disappears, what do you see? Space, absence of the thought, space. Come back to the meditation. This is very good for the beginner. I don't mean beginner, I mean like kindergarten. So I mean, like, if you are meditating first time, if you are having a lot of thought, you know, that like if you are bombarded by thought, you can't stop. Oh, you sit comfortable cushions, do 9 round breathing meditations, then zero concern, zero expectations, pause, just a little bit pause or that awareness. Nothing to see. There's no shape, no color, you can't see anything. Pause there. Oh yeah. So now what time is it now? What time is it? How much time we have?
About 22 minutes, Geshe-la.
Oh, good. Maybe, Chukila, now that, can you read the meditations? What I said?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Then we meditate. Chukila will decide the time. Then we can find out is he going to be kind or hard. No, just joking.
Okay, shall I begin, Geshe-la?
Yeah.
Okay. So we start with a sitting position, and most important is just to have a straight back. And Geshe-la, should we do the 9 round breathing or just go straight to the concentration?
Maybe a concentration. Yeah, 9 round probably not needed. I think everybody's mind is pretty much like settled now, I hope.
Okay. So we'll just quiet our thoughts. And we're actually guiding ourselves by saying that this is my mind, my awareness, and that's clear and knowing. There's no form, no shape, no color, just clear, empty space. And as Geshe-la has said, we have no concern about the past or future. No worries. No expectations. We're just being present. No thoughts and nothing to analyze. Just aware of our awareness. Fully awake. Using mindfulness and introspection to help us be present. And then we just pause here with this awareness. Thank you. as Geshe-la has said, thoughts are going to pop up in the beginning. We just recognize them, stare at them, look very closely, penetrate the thought with no judgment. Then it should disappear and we can return to the space-like meditation. Okay, now we can bring our attention back to the class and rejoice that we just did a meditation on the conventional nature of mind.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Anila Sonam, where are you from?
Italy.
Oh, Italy. So, something to now, something to discuss?
I have a question, Geshe-la. This is Susie.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Susie.
When I'm doing that meditation, my eye consciousness, I don't know how to think about it. When I think of clear or spacious or a thought coming at me, I see it as I would with vision. Is that incorrect?
When you meditate, you see what?
The way that I'm seeing my mind is really through eye consciousness. So the way that I think clarity looks or a clear space looks.
You see your thought through eye consciousness?
I seem to think it's the way that I think a clear area looks. And I don't know how else to do it. I don't have any reference.
Shukila, you understand Susie's, maybe Susie's question is very profound.
So Susie, tell me if I have this correctly. So because we're talking about how there's no form, no shape, it's clear, you're thinking about sort of seeing no form, no shape, like with your eye consciousness. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's asking, how do you see nothing, right?
I don't think they're seeing from eye to eye consciousness, even though you think you're seeing to eye consciousness. Probably actually it's not seeing to eye consciousness, it's seeing to your mind.
It's a concept that I translate thinking, I guess, the way that I'm, the only way I'm capable of seeing it. I understand.
When you close, now you are drinking coffee or what are you drinking? Are you drinking water or what are you drinking?
Water.
When you close your eye, can you see that? When you close your eye.
The cup?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's not from eye consciousness. Are you seeing this from eye consciousness?
I believe I'm not.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm trying to understand eye consciousness is wrong. My concept of
idea, space. Idea, your idea.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is space, you know, like, because we are so familiar when we say I see, mainly refers to eye consciousness that you see, but doesn't mean sometimes you see I see. It doesn't mean you see from your eye consciousness, you still say I see. So it means you are seeing from your mental consciousness. So here, that's what happens, Susie, is that when we meditate on the appearances, like the conversion nature awareness, like clear space, your idea is not really seeing from eye consciousness, it's seeing from mental consciousness, six mental consciousness, okay?
Right.
So that's like, that is, is that your questions?
Yes.
This is idea.
Yes.
Yeah, say, what do you want to say?
I'm wondering, I have an idea of what I think it is in my mental consciousness. I don't know how to see it any other way.
Yeah, Chukila helps. Chukila.
Well, I'm not sure I can, Geshla. I'll try. So I believe, Geshla, you're saying like it's the mental consciousness that is seeing in this case. And so it's about the idea, not about the vision.
Of course, the self is, so you could say, you know, if your mental consciousness seeing, you end up saying that I see, there's nothing wrong. You know, like when your hand moves, then you say I move. Actually, literally, the hand is the one who moves, not really
right.
You. So you say I move because your hand moves the cup, then you say I move because usually the hand is the one who moves. So then, you know, you say I move. In this case, you can say I see, but it's actually the six mental consciousness is the seeing that clears space. And you say I see, then you may have different idea when you say I see. You know, so like it's actually the eye consciousness, six mental consciousness is the one who see that clear space, not eye consciousness. It's impossible. Make sense?
Yes, that does. I guess I'm trying to say my idea cannot be correct in terms of what it really looks like. I do my best. I guess that's all we do.
You understand the meditation?
Yes. I think it's a normal issue.
Okay.
I'll think more. Thank you.
Geshe-la, say that it's the space between thoughts.
Oh.
Would you say that the conventional mind, this space-like awareness, is the space between thoughts?
conventional nature of mind, the space between thought. Yeah, that could be one way to say, I think, space between thought. So it gets a little bit complicated. Conventional nature of mind is awareness. What it looks like, it looks like space. Is it space? It's not space, it's like awareness. Make sense? Kamala. It's not like space yes. here.
Right.
The space here is not awareness. There's no power to think. But this space here we are focusing on has ability to think. It's awareness. It's not, you could say space between thought, but what it is like awareness. Or what it looks like empty space. Is it empty space? That'll get a little bit complicated.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
I have a question.
Yeah. Huh?
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
No, I have nothing to say.
I have a question. When during meditation arise grasping of self, what to do?
So then, Anila, with that meditation is now like focusing on conventional nature of mind. So then it's like, it is like clear, still water. Okay, clear, still water. So then from there, with maintaining previous meditations, that means previous meditation refers to focusing on conventional nature of mind. That's what it means. Maintaining that meditation, the previous meditation is like still clear water. Become like that. So in that clear water, there's like tiny fish navigating under the water without disturbing the water. Okay? Mayo tambe chunamos. Similarly, the way that tiny fish navigated into that clear, still water without disturbing the water. So we need to set up separate set of awareness like the tiny fish. Understood? Oh. So that fish-like separate set of awareness analyze self. Kind of does thorough analysis. Who is meditating? Make sense? So now you go through I. Am I my body? Jibusami. Am I liquid in my body? Am I heat in my body? Am I oxygen that I breathe inside my body? Am I space inside my body? Am I consciousness? You go through that. Sandra, did you figure it out? Are you consciousness?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. So then you go through that. Basically, how you define yourself. Am I my body? You go through each one of them. If I'm not all of them, what am I? What am I? It is combination of six elements: water, earth, fire, wind, space, consciousness. So complete collection of six elements is called Gishigelen. That's all. You just call Gishigelen. It's level on this combination of six elements. Collection of six elements, somebody level Gishi. When you graduate from monastery, you somebody bestow you the title Gishi. Gelek, somebody just give it to you after you are born, like 3 months. Before, there's no Gelek. No. In Tibetan traditions, we receive our name from the lamas. Parents doesn't name their kids, their children. So when you're born, you don't have name. You just call baby to the name. So now you wonder, am I my name? No, I was exist before my name. I'm not my name. Somebody called me Gelek. So then after that, everybody called me Gelek. So when I finished my study, then they bestowed title Gishi. So now people call me Gishi Gelek. They're just level based on collection of the six elements. People come to Buddhism, self is the combination of these six elements. When you ask question, each element, what is the earth element, you can't find. Is that mean nihilism? No. No nihilism. People come to Buddhism, Allah makes the teaching, come to each element is the combination of four elements. Then you can find. Nyamsha, meditations. Nyampa joke, meditators. You cannot find even the tiniest atoms like that, you cannot find. So that's the best way of finding self. Not seeing is the best way of seeing, that's what it means. So after that, when you come out of that, what is called, that's what that's called, what the meditation is called. Space-like meditations. This is what it's called, Jugula?
Yes, Keshua.
Space-like. Namgata Vitoni. What is it called?
Yeah, space-like meditative stabilization
space-like meditations. What happens when you come out of there? Oh, before everything is very serious, it's solid. Everything, me, solid, very serious person. Everything solid, everything's. When you come out of that, what happens? So then you see like illusions. Illusions. It's just hallucinating. There's a difference between appearances and reality. What we see, appearances. We don't see reality. What we see, appearances. And we just stuck there. Can go beyond appearances. That's conventional truth. That's conventional truth. There's no ultimate truth. So then, Pause meditation. Now you are not meditating. You are moving, you are making tea, or looking for cookies, or maybe looking for ice creams, or opening your refrigerators, looking for German bread. So looking for something. So then your full view, perception of things change. Things change. Illusion-like meditations. What's called, Shukla?
Yes, Geshe-la.
Illusion-like meditations. Mm-hmm. Reflection of the moon in the clear lake, it looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon. It looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon. It appears as a moon, but it's not moon. If you believe there's moon, you are hallucinated. Reflection of the full moon in the clear lake, it looks exactly like moon, but that's called reflections. Reflection is not moon. If you believe there's moon, then you are hallucinated. It's the reflection of your perceptions, That perception is empty. It's not solid. Nature of that perception is empty. Now I say, reflection is the nature of mind. Nature of mind is empty. There's another way to say the mind is empty. There's nothing serious, nothing to be serious. So that's called meditative like illusions. So then when you come out of that space like meditation, stabilization, when you come out of that, your perception changes. It's kind of like laughable. It's not nothing serious. It's just kind of like joke or something. It's kind of laughing, you know. It's not like serious. Because we make everything serious, very serious, solid. So, yeah. See, the musicians hold something here on your hand. So I was tricked, so that's why I'm using this. To tell you to look up, force you to look up. The idea is to disappear this piece of object on your hand. And you, of course, you look up because that kind of force you look up. All of a sudden, the movement of hands so fast, it's all the drop on the ground. Then you believe, wow, disappear. But the object is very small, it's a tiny piece of crime. Then you say, wow, it's way, way. It's all the drop on the ground. You don't see that. What you see is hallucinations. So that, and then you really believe, like, wow, if that musician doesn't explain to you, you are going to believe that that person may disappear a piece of crime in the space, actually just went to the ground. If that happening in our day-to-day life, maybe if we are not, and if we don't analyze true nature of self, how this point was, what's happening. It's not nihilism, you know, it's like quantum physics, there are conclusions, sorry to say, but you know, it's like, nothing exists. That's according to Nagarjuna theory, quantum physics is not something new. It's already been discovered 2,500 years ago. It's not something the West is very new. It's not like new. Buddhism is not new. It's already been talked about thousands of years ago. Nagarjuna already explained. It's not something new finding here. Oh, so that, you know... It's not nihilism, it's like appearance, reality is two different things. Appearance, reality. Okay. So I don't want to get into too detail because you will get confused, I will get confused, everyone will get confused because I don't know the subject very well. I'm not sure how well you know about subject. So then our studies will be full of confusion. Oh yeah. Okay, so now our time is over. So we'll stop here. So then Tamala will do the dedication. Please, everybody join your heart for the dedication. Then all the people on YouTube, all the people here, and have a nice Sunday. And see you maybe Wednesday, hopefully.
May all beings everywhere, play by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil
be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy, may the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life bears. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chen Rezi Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara. You, the one who mastered speech at a very young age, the one who with great patience who sees the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa Blissingbo, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way. You serve as a bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanastic Taurus doctrine. You masterfully accomplish magnificent bears, honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, have a nice Sunday.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Have a nice Sunday. Have a nice Sunday.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Okay.